USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's top health officials are committed to being transparent after the FDA and CDC recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. Testifying before the House, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says it will continue to work with administrators to build trust in vaccines. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are itching to expand the Supreme Court for political purposes.
They're introducing a bill to add four new seats to the Supreme Court so that Democrats can pack the court.
Democrats did introduce that bill, although House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't support the bill that does expand the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 seats.
And I have no plans to bring it to the floor, no.
Pelosi telling a briefing that she supports President Biden's new commission that's studying federal judicial reforms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
More unrest overnight in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, as protesters clash with police. Kim Potter is the officer involved with shooting and killing 20-year-old Dante Wright as he tried to escape being arrested for an armed robbery warrant. With Potter being charged with second-degree manslaughter, B.C. Mayor Mike Elliott says agitators were mixed in with the peaceful protesters.
Law enforcement team that's assembled to respond to this crisis is working diligently to identify agitators within the protests.
Previous night, protester numbers were in the thousands. Wednesday's numbers were about 500. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stimulus checks and nice weather are getting partial credit for rebounding retail sales. Figures out on Thursday show retail sales in March were 9.8% higher than February and 27% higher than March of 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, some states are taking action.
The Department of Health and Human Services is reportedly spending about $60 million a week to care for unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. Federal officials continue to look for more space to house these children, looking to quickly build emergency facilities. Several Republican governors have sent the message that they won't be accepting any illegal immigrants in their states. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is one of those governors. She tells Fox News that she will turn down any request from federal officials to send illegal aliens to South Dakota.
There is always a request made, to the states where the federal government will put the request in and ask. And what I have determined by watching the actions of this president is that he is making America unsafe. These are people that are crossing our border illegally. We do not know who they are. Multiple news sources have told us that we have people on the terrorist watch list that are getting into this country this way, and they're not going to find a place here in South Dakota.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
MasterCard has updated requirements that banks must ensure that pornographic websites must document the age and identity of all people depicted in adult content, as well as those who upload the content. Don Hawkins, CEO of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, hailing MasterCard's new rules, saying MasterCard is setting a standard for the entire payment processing industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.